Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government has pledged to maintain the viability of the sugar industry. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kelly says the government is committed to ensuring that the sugar industry remains viable and sustainable. Minister Kelly says the sector is the lifeblood of many rural communities in Jamaica.
And after over 500 years of existence, it still remains today the largest industry in Jamaica.
Under the European Union EU-funded Jamaica Country Strategy for the Adaptation of the Sugar Industry, the government has spent $10 billion on the provision of housing solutions for sugar workers across the island since 2009. Monies have also been expended for the Cane Expansion Fund, cane road rehabilitation projects, social infrastructure initiatives including schools, clinics, sporting facilities, water supply systems, community centers, and school libraries.
In addition to the modernization and expansion work being undertaken by the sugar companies, government on our side has been focusing on the social transformation of the industry as we work to transform people's lives and communities. For that reason, in addition to the social infrastructure, we are also training people and providing them with vocational and entrepreneurial skills.
The Agriculture Ministry has no doubt that the sugar industry will remain viable.
Come 2017, this industry stands to be impacted by the removal of duty-free access to the European market. In spite of this, though, we remain confident that with the cooperation of industry stakeholders, we will remain continued investment with co-generation of energy and continued improvement in production and productivity. This industry will remain viable and sustainable. We are confident that the sugarcane industry will defy all odds and will continue to be a source of direct economic benefit to the country on a whole.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kelly.
The sun-kissed mountains bring peace to my... Are you in high school? Do you like to write poems? Enter the National Environment and Planning Agency's World Environment Day Poetry Competition. Submit your dub poem, dialect, or standard English piece. You could win big and the chance to record your poem for radio. Enter by Wednesday, May 20. Competition open to students in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, St. Anne, and St. Mary. For more info, check out the NEPA website or Facebook page NEPA JM or call 754-7540.
And now for our proverb of the day. And this means, for each lost resource, practical persons recognize when its substitute invariably presents itself. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.